The Office of Management and Budget and the Treasury Department are designating 4 shared service providers for financial management. They'll provide core accounting and other services to federal agencies. Roman Van Daneker is Executive Director of the Association of Government Accountants. He's standing by with Jason Miller at the Government Performance Summit to discuss the announcement and its implications. Jason?
Thank you, Emily. Now, Van, this is not a new thing. We've been waiting for the shared service providers to be named, I don't know, for it feels like a year, right, probably less. But now that they're out, one new one, USDA, 3 old ones, if you will, Interior, Treasury, and Transportation. Initially, AGA, you know, has been a very big part of this concept, this ideation of shared services. Give me your sense. Does this make sense to bring in USDA? And if you notice, the one name that's been left off, GSA.
Well, I think, you know, this is up to the government to bring these different agencies in. We have been looking at this for a long time. We've got a new research project out now trying to gauge the reaction of the various agencies. What are the problems? What are the advantages? Can they actually do all these things? These are going to be some huge shared service providers. Can we handle them all? So we will have a report Probably in time for the Financial Services Summit, which is in January. And we will also have other things at the FSS.
Now, I know that you guys actually did a survey of your audience at the last Financial Summit, I think January, November time frame, maybe December time frame.
No, it was January.
It was January. I wasn't invited, so I don't know the dates exactly. If you invited me, then, you know. No guilt, of course, by the way.
Okay.
But I know you guys actually looked at talked to the audience, did a survey of the audience, and initially they were very hesitant on shared services, but by the end of the day, they had come around a little bit. Talk a little bit about what you found there and just the overall trends.
Well, I think you're looking at trying to centralize some of these things. I mean, we've got to go and save some money in different places, and we got into a discussion of customization versus generalization. And, you know, I guess from the OMB side, there isn't going to be very much customization. It's going to be some general. And when, you know, if you think you hear these things, when you actually do hear them from OMB, then you're a believer. And that's really what OMB wanted to do then, and they got it out.
And I know OMB and Treasury, who's leading this, the OFIT office, Office of Financial Innovation and Transformation, has said, you know, one of the mistakes we made last time was maybe we gave agencies too much latitude, and we need to really narrow down how much room they can move within that shared service provider. One of the big complaints I had, I've heard from different people, both industry and government, is the lack of different, if you will, choices within the shared service providers. If you look at Treasury, Transportation, Interior, they all offer one type of software. USDA comes in, now they're offering a second type of software. It's that type of competition that I think is going to be key to this. What do you see some of the big factors around shared services for success?
Well, I think, you know, you've got to give a little bit of credence to spreading this around a little bit. You know, one size does not necessarily fit all. And I think OMB has recognized that. They will continue to move forward, I guess, in that area. And hopefully in several years we'll wind up with some type of real shared services. I mean, we can learn an awful lot of things from state and local government, as well as some of the things from the private sector.
And that's the thing, I think a key point that you said is over the years, because this is not a short-term effort. If you heard Norman Dong, the former acting controller,
right,
who's now at GSA as the Public Building Service Commissioner, he said it could be 5, 10, even 15 years, mm-hmm, until really the whatever the end is, and
right,
there probably will never be an end. With the private sector perspective, AGA, obviously you guys work very closely with a lot of vendors who provide these types of services. There's a lot of concern about what is the private sector role. Is that something you're hearing from your members?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're feeling as though maybe they're going to be cut out completely. But yet, you know, these systems are going to be so big. Can these agencies actually deal with the systems that are that large without some additional help? So I think what Norm said was, maybe you don't have the system, but maybe you have the technical knowledge that you can push these things forward, and we can learn from you, and this becomes a partnership. it may be a little different than it had been in the past, but now, you know, you've got the technical expertise from the business community, and we've got these four shared service providers from the government side.
And I think that's one of the big questions I still need answering. And I think, you know, I'm hopeful from where I sit and talking to the vendors that I've talked to over the last few months that those answers will start coming out. You know, shared services is going to be a topic here today at the Government Performance Summit.
Oh, absolutely.
You guys partnered with the Government the Performance Institute. I think this is the first time you've done it.
This is the first time we've done it.
Talk a little bit about what you saw and the reason why you guys decided to kind of partner with a Performance Institute.
Well, we believe that performance is a very significant thing. And what we want to do is to bring out as many people as we can. Last year, Performance Institute had its conference. We had our conference. And we thought if we could work together, we'd get a bigger turnout. And that's what's happened. We're up to probably 350, 375 people. We've got 14 hours of CPE, and if you're a member of AGA, it's $199. I mean, this is, you're almost giving it away.
It's a great deal.
All right, so if there are people out there that are still have an opportunity to come on down, we're down here at the Marriott at the Metro Center. We've got an awful lot of good speakers. First one is Lisa Danzig.
Is there someone who you're looking forward to hearing from today?
Well, she is the number one. And then we've got Dave Walker coming in. I mean, we've got a whole list of very good speakers. And performance is important. The question is, how do we get this to a practical level? You know, we can talk about this performance and budgeting and all that, but if we're going to do the accounting and the cost accounting, I can change a budgeting system a whole lot easier than I can change an accounting system. And that's part of the problem, that the budget side can't catch up with the accounting side.
And what I'm seeing from across the government, especially this administration, they're really putting a big focus on data. And the data, a lot of the data is coming from cost. So I think the AGA partnership with the Performance Institute in many ways this year among many years makes total sense because of how much pressure agencies are under from a budget side and a performance side. I mean, is that where you see the things coming together in a bigger way, where there's this push from the administration to really use data to make better budget decisions?
Well, that's the key ingredient here. We're drowning in data and we're starving for information. We've got so much data out there. How do we turn that into information? And that's what we really need to focus on. To me, data and just putting it up on a website is not transparency, because it goes up there with everything else and you can't find it. Take it down, pull it down, and create some kind of reports that people can use. That's what we need to do. It's easier said than done, because if it would have been done, it would have already been finished.
Done, exactly. Right? And we'll talk later this morning, actually, with Hudson Holster from the Data Transparency Coalition to talk more about the Data Act that recently got passed.
That's what we've got on the program also.
Exactly. One personal note, you are going to be retiring, stepping down in the coming months. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We should start there. Anything played specifically into that decision? Because you've been in this community, obviously, for a long, long time.
Well,
in a good way.
In the community since 1973. It just seems like it's time. For those people who know, I don't live here. I live in Kentucky, and I have commuted back and forth for the last 10 and a half years. And it's about time to say, you know, maybe something special you can do, but let's turn it over to the younger people and see if they can't handle it. That's where we are. And not looking to come back.
Is this a real retirement, or is this I'm going to step out of AGA but still participate where there's opportunities?
I would participate, but I'm not looking for full-time employment.
All right, well, that's an important note to end on there. All right,
thank you very much.
Coming from the government, the Performance Summit here in Washington, Emily, back to you.